Please rise for the prayers of the church. In addition to the names that are printed in our bulletin, there are a couple other prayer requests to share this morning. The first is perhaps you did receive news yesterday that Ron and Karen Motlock's dog, Bailey, is undergoing some treatment and some plans. We're going to uplift Ron and Karen in our prayers this morning. Also, we will uplift Carla Mendoza. Carla's with us here this morning. She just went through a successful cataract surgery. She's looking at me, so I think it was successful on Tuesday. Yeah? Okay. So give thanks to God for that. And then also on Friday here in the sanctuary, Ivan Olson, the great-grandson of Margaret Dusek, was baptized in our sanctuary. We're going to give thanks as well for the entrance into God's kingdom for little Ivan. Let us bow our heads and join together our hearts in prayer this morning. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs, for faith to act in love and service to people as we follow Jesus through the seasons and changes of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the midst of conflict rather than freedom from it, let us pray to the Lord. For kind pastors who speak the peace Jesus embodied through the law and the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. For all who hold positions of public trust in this and every land, that all people may live in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the healing of the sick and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially, Lord, for the Motlock family as they go to doctor's visits for their dog, Bailey, that you would give them a sense of peace and of your presence in the days ahead. Lord, also this morning we gather to give thanks for successful surgery and for Carla's presence here with us this morning. Continue to walk by her side and give her restored health and vision. And finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of holy baptism that draws us into your kingdom, and we can know that we are your children. We thank you for that gift being given to Ivan this week, and pray for your presence to be especially with mom and dad, Zeb and Alicia, as they raise him in the faith. Also for those that are listed in our sick and recovering list, Lord, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Addie, Monty, JD, Andrew, Kiara, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Tiffany, Dylan, the family of Rob Stanley, Roman and Stella, Britt, Brianna, Becky, Tim, the Vale family, Rich and Nikki, Dottie, Chris and Noel, Mal, and anyone else that we are thinking of today in our hearts. Lord, as we also uplift thanks for those that are recovering from health and celebrating anniversaries and birthdays, for Ron Motlock, Joan McDonald, for good news for her, for the birth of Bill and Jeanette O'Connor's grandchild, Thoreau, and the birth of Mark and Charlotte Kepi's grandson, that you would continue to give many more moments of celebration for those families. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the good and all who partake this day of the Holy Supper of Jesus' body and blood, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us. Through Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We do take a moment to share the words Jesus gave his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. You are invited to come forward. Please be seated.